Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. The end of the world came and went last week, leaving humanity to contemplate what events of the last 12 months are the most important, interesting, or the biggest news stories of 2012. A few stories that come to mind are the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to uphold the basis of President Obama's health care reform law, the re-election of President Obama, ongoing violence in Syria and Afghanistan, and, of course, the mass shootings in Wisconsin, Colorado, and Connecticut. What stories made your list of the biggest news of 2012? We'd love to hear it. Give us a call, 800-348-2551. You could tweet us at WAMC Vox Pop. The phone number, though, 800-348-2551. You can also check in on the Vox Pop page of our website, WAMC.org, on Facebook at facebook.com/WAMC radio, or on Twitter at WAMC Vox Pop. But once again, the phone number to call, 1-800-348-2551. So, you know, it doesn't have to be the biggest story that you saw in the newspaper. It could be the biggest story to you. What made your list of the top news stories, the top stories of 2012? I think, for me, it's Superstorm Sandy. I mean, in our region, I don't think anything bigger than that happened. When you think about the devastation, which will be taking years to repair, that's a biggie. The Penn State scandal was huge, I think, in our neck of the woods. Jerry Sandusky going to jail and that trial and how hideous a story that was. And then maybe the biggest story is one that won't happen until, you know, the ball drops on January 1st, and that's the fiscal cliff. I think there may be millions of people who are very unhappy if that happens. So there's still time maybe to avert that one. 1-800-348-2551 is the telephone number, and we'd love to hear your top stories of 2012. Let's go to the phones, and we go to Troy, who is in Albany. Or is it Albany in Troy? Who is this?
This is Troy in Albany.
Hey, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm calling because I am very curious, not about the reasoning, but the intent of, I believe it's a Gannett newspaper, that published the names and residential addresses of those who were licensed to own or carry firearms in Westchester County. And to me, it seemed that publishing the names of these people as opposed to the locations of the guns is very akin to after 9/11 responded by publishing the names and residential addresses of all the Muslims in the area. That's why I'm curious about the intent. I understand the use of publishing the locations of the weapons as opposed to the people, but I'm curious about the names and addresses tied together.
I'm curious about that, too. And that story's still unfolding. I saw a piece tucked away somewhere on a news site that a blogger has published the names and addresses of all the employees of that particular newspaper with pictures. And just to strike the point that, you know, maybe this wasn't the best idea. The newspaper, however, standing by it, and I do believe that Alan, early in 2013, perhaps as early as next week, will be doing this story on this program. So hold your thoughts on that, because I think that story will unfold more in the week ahead, and I got a feeling Dr. Shartok will handle that one.
I have no problem with the reasoning. Of course, they have every right to publish it. It's not their reasoning. It's their intent that I'm questioning.
No, I think you make a great question, and I think it is open for discussion. And let's just leave that for a show of its own, because that's
Thank
a
you.
Big story. Thanks a lot, Troy. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye. 800-348-2551 is our number. What's your biggest story of 2012? Superstorm Sandy, biggest one I can think of. But I'd love to hear yours. Let's go to John in Pine Bush. John, you're on.
Thanks, Ray. Hi. The biggest story that I think has the most impact, people don't realize, is alternative energy. I know fracking's a big issue in New York, but it's the death of the solar industry.
You think it's dead?
What's happened in the past year, we've lost close to 100 U.S. manufacturers of solar panels.
Hmm.
Well, majority of those companies, the technology, their patents, their equipment, has been auctioned to China. So China is now going to be the number one manufacturer of solar in the world.
Is that just because labor costs being what they are so much cheaper there?
No, it was a lot of shenanigans going on. The minute that they announced that solar electrical production was cheaper than natural gas, immediately that meant the death of the solar industry. It was an orchestrated Michigosh. Okay, it was very, very bad. But aside from that, there's another alternative energy that you very rarely see, but it's going to be a very big thing this year. Everybody's going to be talking about it. It's called LENR, L-E-N-R.
All right, what is it?
Low energy nuclear radiation.
Oh boy.
And what used to be called cold fusion.
Okay, well, now cold fusion. Now that, for, you know, I'm no scientist, obviously, but that is not really. It hasn't borne fruit at this point, correct?
Well, no, it has, and that's the biggest story of this year. It's been scientifically verified, universities all over the world this year, and now it has become commercialized.
Okay, well, you know, you're predicting the biggest story, perhaps, of next year.
Of next year, but it was actually scientifically verified in 2012.
Okay. Hey, John, thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate it very much. 800-348-2551. It's our last Vox Pop for the year 2012. Hard to believe the year has gone by so quickly, but we'd love to hear what you think was the biggest story in the world or in your world in the past year. We'll go back to the phones, and oh, it's Carl in Palatine. Haven't heard from Carl in a while. Hi, Carl. How are you?
Friend.
What's going on?
Count von Ray.
Yes. How are you?
All right. Number one, which has not been covered for more than a decade.
Okay.
The single reason that we are in such a fiscal economic mess.
Yes.
Is because of a decision that was made in the middle, late 1990s by one of the brightest presidents we've had since Jimmy Carter, who was totally
criticized.
Okay.
All right.
Slick Willie. He chose to open the door
to
China.
I see. In what way?
Giving jobs to China. Opening Long Beach, California. Letting the Chinese shipping company completely dominate shipping into the U.S.
Okay.
And then encouraging capital to go to places where U.S. capital could pay $2, not per hour, per day.
Hmm.
And hence destroy the slightest possibility of having anything like the largest auto manufacturer today is not in Detroit. It's in China.
All right. But that's...
Bill Clinton opened the door without knowing it. He didn't even know it.
All right. Well, that might be the biggest news of 1996.
Sir, here's the main point.
Okay.
The Secretary of State... First Secretary of State for Bill Clinton. Does anyone have a clue who that was?
Oh, going back in my mind quickly, Carl.
California, the top lawyer in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Became the first Secretary of State. Guess who was the single biggest paying client of his law firm?
Ah. I see where you're going with this. China, perhaps?
The government. You got it.
Uh-huh.
You're so smart.
Well, Carl, I appreciate that. It seems like you have
people
a point.
You
have a point.
People have ignored this.
All right.
Do you see this in the Washington Post?
Well, we do see things about jobs being shipped overseas. We saw it certainly in the presidential election, and it's on people's minds. Thank you, Carl. Let's go to Joe in Warwick. Joe, you're on.
Death of journalism.
Death of journalism.
Dead. Watching the presidential campaign, the press in this country was so much in the bag for Obama. It was actually pathetic. To this date, they still haven't asked him any real questions about Benghazi, nor has he been obligated to answer them or any other questions. You know, and this goes back to 2008 when they didn't vet him back then. It's a disgrace, and I really think it symbolizes the death of journalism.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Joe. 1-800-348-2551 is the telephone number. 1-800-348-2551. 3482551. An interesting start to this program. Meant to be a year-end sort of what's your biggest story of the year. And already we are into, well, interesting territory. Hey, if you have some interesting territory of your own, what the heck? This is your chance. 1-800-348-2551. Not saying that Carl or Joe are wrong. Just saying that it's even heavier than I thought it would be when our producer Patrick Don just came up with this. So, there. You know what, Zach? Let's just take a break now. I'm going to have a sip of coffee, and then we're going to come back and talk more about some of the most wonderful biggest stories. There's some terrible stories out there. Whatever you think is biggest. Coming up.
Support comes from College Street Motors, Amherst, Massachusetts, specializing in foreign and domestic car and truck repair services and 24-hour towing and recovery service for over 30 years. CollegeStreetMotors.com. The Nature Conservancy's Adirondack Chapter, working to preserve freshwater resources that flow from the Adirondacks to New York's urban centers. Nature.org/Adirondacks. And A.D. George Construction, for over 25 years serving the Pioneer Valley's residential construction needs, remodeling, additions, and more, from design to completion. 413-256-6752.
If you had a chance to see our website a short time ago, WAMC.org, Harry Reid, Senator Harry Reid, says he's not optimistic that this fiscal cliff will be averted. So that's going to be a huge story. And the fact that politicians now can't seem to get it done for a couple of years here and make a deal, I think is a huge story, and it annoys me to no end. And here we go again on the precipice. Let's go back to the phones, 800-348-2551. Shirley in Amherst. Hi, Shirley, you're on.
Yes, I think the biggest story for a long time is millions of children being captured in the world and sold into sexual slavery. 200 million children are chained to workstations, some as young as 4 years of age, and forced to work 12-hour days. Hmm. I think that's, and there's a need for honest people to have fundraisers all over the country, because there's been a problem with amnesty here in this area. I won't go into all that, but, I mean, the director said she just wanted the money for the dues. That was in 07. And then the people can give the money to the UN. They rescue children, and Amnesty didn't have any sale in this area, Amnesty area, for the last 2 years, and that happened another time, and so on. So if people would give the money to the UN, they rescue children, they have military, which is probably what it takes. So.
All right. Well, Shirley, thank you very much. We go to Adam in Belchertown, Mass. Hi, Adam, you're on.
Hi, how are you? Appreciate the show. It's good to be on.
Good to have you here.
I'd say that hydrofracking was the story of the year, in my opinion.
Okay.
I mean, and I know that you carry Le Show on Sunday, and it was interesting to hear Harry Shearer. You know, normally he does the news of the atom. I don't know if you listen to that show on the weekend.
I generally don't get a chance to hear Harry, although I'm a big fan.
Oh, I highly recommend it. And just this past week, he sort of did a similar thing that he does for news of the atom for news about hydrofracking, and was talking about how that industry is exempt from all sorts of oversight. And then just a few days later, right before the holiday, I heard the main NPR, you know, out of Washington News, repeating many of the facts that Harry Shearer had been talking about on Sunday, you know, in his sort of sarcastic, you know, format.
Yeah.
And you know, since the show's been a little conspiratorial minded already, I would advise anyone to research who developed a lot of the hydrofracking technology, and I suspect you're going to find that that's Halliburton technology.
Interesting. Well, you know, I think hydrofracking will obviously, because New York will make its decision presumably in the next year, it'll be a big story come this time next year if we're all here.
Well, I appreciate all the coverage you guys have had, and you know, it makes me think back to those sort of behind closed door deals that were happening under Bush Cheney, you know, where we couldn't even find out what was being talked about in those energy meetings. And, you know, a lot of that stuff sort of coming back around, and I appreciate AMC's coverage.
Hey, man, thanks for calling, and have a great new year, and we'll talk to you on the other side. We appreciate it. Let's go to Tom in Albany. Tom, you're on Vox Pop. Hi.
Hi. I think that the attack in Benghazi was the most overreported story of 2012.
And why do you think that was? Just because an election was going on?
Well, I think that the attack was made into a political football to try to make the Obama administration seem inept when they weren't. And then it was used to condemn the candidacy of Susan Rice, who's really a wonderful candidate, and it's a shame.
Okay. I'm not sure that it was necessarily the press so much as those on Capitol Hill who made it a political football, yes?
Indeed, but I think that there was so much conversation about Benghazi that the press, you know, as they should, looked into it and reported on it much more than they needed to, even after the facts were abundantly clear.
Okay. All right. Well, Tom, thanks a lot. Have a very happy New Year, my friend. We appreciate all your contributions this year.
Thanks.
Thanks. 800-348-2551 is our number. 1-800-348-2551. Kind of a year-end wrap-up. This is the final Vox Pop for 2012. What was your biggest story of the year? We go to Kathleen and is it Munson?
Yes, it is. Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N, Western Mass.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. You're on the air.
Well, I have a positive. I think that civic engagement, that we saw the Tea Party movement emerge and we saw the Occupy movement emerge, and despite what one of the previous callers said about the demise of the Fourth Estate and the horror of Citizen United, we still have a democracy, and we still have people that are standing up, blogging, speaking, writing, and letting their opinions be known, and fighting for, you know, what's right for the American people.
You know, it's great to hear an optimistic and an accurate statement like that. Kathleen, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year. 800-348-2551. You see, there's somebody who has a glass half full. Amazing. Mine is about three-quarters empty. Let's go to Father John in Woodstock. Father John, you're on.
Hi, Ray. How are you doing? Good afternoon.
Welcome aboard.
I have a story. It's a presidential story.
Okay.
It concerns the executive order of Abraham Lincoln in 1862, ordering the hanging of 38 Native Americans. It's a pretty much unknown story.
Okay.
It's the anniversary. It happened on Boxing Day yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So,
is it a long story? Can you give us summary?
It was a war in Minnesota that was happening there, and there was an uprising. There was a lot of people killed. They rounded up, finally, the army did round up the Dakota people, and they were scheduled to hang over 300 people on that day. And Abraham Lincoln commuted the sentences of practically 270 people, and subsequently did, in fact, order the execution of 38 Native Americans.
Have not heard that one. Where did you find that story, Father John?
Well, I'm a representative of the Dakota Nation, and there's a ride. It's called the Unity Ride, and every year they ride to Mankato, Minnesota, where to remember those 38 warriors that were hung there. So they just completed their ride yesterday. If you want to find out more about it, there's a video on YouTube called Dakota 38 Plus 2.
Well, thank you very much, my friend, and Happy New Year to you. Let's go to Dave in Bloomingdale. Dave, you're on.
Hey, Ray. Good afternoon.
Welcome aboard.
My favorite story this year has been the landing of Curiosity on Mars.
I'm with you. Well, I don't know if I think it's one of my favorites. I don't think it's the biggest story, but it's a biggie, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, out of everything that was going on in the last year and all the turmoil and wars and everything else, it just goes to show that humankind does have some hope that we can come out of this mire and send a four-wheel drive, or six-wheel drive, rather, 350 million miles?
It's a long way.
Yeah, without any gasoline, and, you know, and it runs and it works good.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have electric cars soon. My second favorite story is this big snowstorm that we finally got in upstate New York.
Today, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we needed it. We deserve it. It's been years.
Well, the ski areas are loving it. It reminds me of Christmas, oh gosh, maybe 10 years ago, where we couldn't even leave the house. My wife and I just stayed because we just shoveled all day. So it's been a while. You're right. But as far as curiosity goes, it will become the biggest story of the decade and the century if it ever gives us a little proof that that life was there or is there now.
That's right. That's pretty interesting.
Dave, Happy New Year.
Stay tuned, Ray.
I will. Thanks.
Bye.
800-348-2551. Vox Pop. The year is almost over. It's our final show. Next week, Alan will be back with you, and he'll have something fresh to talk about. Let's go to Dave in Hancock. Dave, you're on.
Hi, Ray. I just would like to say something positive as well, and I'd like to thank you for your objectivity, and at times with certain callers, I appreciate your patience. You never embarrass me. You never embarrass them, and I think...
No, I have an easy time embarrassing myself, but that's about where I leave it, you know.
Well, I want to say that I don't have to switch the station when you're on, and I appreciate it.
Hey, man. Happy New Year. Thank you very much.
Happy New Year to you.
Very kind indeed. Let's go to Brian in Bloomingburg. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Ray. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Well, I think that my biggest, one of the biggest, but the one that I thought of that I thought was the most significant perhaps going forward was the validation of Nate Silver and the other statistical analysts who took the aggregate of polling for all of these state and national races, and they were right. And they showed that the overpaid, overgroomed, blowhard analysts that are on all of the news networks are dinosaurs that are doing nothing but really a disservice to the American people. They don't talk policy. They talk politics, and they try to handicap races while pushing their own agendas, whereas these other guys are using the numbers coming out of these polls.
Well, it was a victory for mathematics, for sure, and statistics.
Yeah, and for straightforward analysis of facts as opposed to tea leaf reading.
Yeah.
And it's funny, if I could make one more observation.
Sure.
I noticed that your story, Sandy, somebody mentioned fracking in New York State. Mm-hmm. Somebody else mentioned the death of the solar industry. And I heard in the news report before you started taking calls, another story that was mentioned that all tie into the elephant in the room, climate change.
Well, I mean, that's a big story. It's ongoing, obviously, and it's not like it just hit on 2012. So maybe we're parsing it by this year. But I see your point, Brian. Thank you very much.
That makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Hey, have a great New Year. We appreciate the call. 1-800-348-2551 is our number. 1-800-348-2551. If you call now, you could talk to Ian Pickus, who's answering the calls. Our producer extraordinaire is stepping in for the last half of the show. So if you want to say something kind to Ian, 800-348-2551 is the number to call. You know, try to be kind. Jonathan in Norfolk. Jonathan, you're on.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
The one thing I wanted to talk about was the failure of the media to reveal political corruption in this country.
All right, give me an example, sir.
And an example which is very much in your territory is the relationship between gun manufacturers, mm-hmm. merchants of death, with the National Rifle Association.
Okay.
And the failures with respect to gun control, which has resulted in multiple deaths in the last year.
Okay, well, I mean...
Let me just finish.
All right, go ahead.
As you know, many of the gun manufacturers originated or still operate in the Connecticut Valley, which is in your area. They make money, a huge amount of money, out of selling assault guns on the private market. And they channel that into the NPR, into the National Rifle Association.
Yeah.
And that money is used to bribe the political system. You might want to look very closely at that.
Well, I do think that it could be said, and I am not saying it categorically, Jonathan, but you make the leap that the guns are the reason for these people going just plain nuts and shooting up rooms.
Well, if you compare this with most other industrialized countries which do not have these guns available, then it's a true and a very true relationship.
Okay.
Nobody in England or Australia or majority of other advanced countries has access to these weapons of war.
And I think Alan has covered this particular topic of gun control, and he will do so again probably in the next week. But this is not the time or place for that. But thank you, Jonathan. Happy New Year. Let's go to Anne in Ulster County. Anne, you're on.
Yes, Happy New Year, and to Mr. Pincus, too.
Uh-huh.
I would like to say I think one of the most underreported stories is all the garbage we get thrown at us about the statistics of shopping and snow and this and that and on and all these bolt diggy things.
Yeah.
And we're not told about what the radiation in our atmosphere is doing. Fukushima did not go away. It's still bubbling.
Yeah.
And they have no place in Europe to put their nuclear waste. These are things they're not talking about. I think that's even worse than the stories that they think are supposed, you know, diverting us. Weapons or stories of mass distraction, as somebody said.
Very interesting. So that's your biggie for the year, Anne.
Yes, it's unseen. It's unspoken of. And what is it doing to the atmosphere? No one discusses what is the radiation doing to the chemicals in the atmosphere. No one wants to talk about it because we have mucked up our environment ourselves.
Now, as far as I remember, they, of course, monitor this stuff all the time. And after Fukushima, there was maybe a tiny trace higher than the background radiation on the West Coast, right?
50% of the monitors, such as they are, weren't even working when Fukushima happened.
Mm.
So, you know, that it's a very low priority because we love our nuclear weapons in this country. And I guess the reported story that I would say was really horrific is that we think torture is a good thing. And we're telling people, well, don't take out your guns and shoot somebody if you're upset. If we can torture people, if that's our attitude, is violence is okay. You know, there's something really sick about a country that's doing that. And I'm sure it's not the people. It's somebody official that has access to a lot of power. It's just not right.
Anne, do you have any optimism for 2013?
When I see a baby or a little two-year-old, they're a clean slate. They can do things right.
Hmm.
God willing, they live.
And thank you, and Happy New Year, my friend. We appreciate all the times you've called in over the past year and hope you're with us in 2013 to do the same.
Thank you.
Bye. 800-348-2551, and she was happy to talk to Mr. Pincus. How about, did you hear that? You were on the phone. She said hello to Mr. Pincus, but I'll call you Pincus because that's what we call you. Michael in Poughkeepsie. Michael, you're on.
Yes. I've noticed that in the debates for the financial crisis, the Republicans are always talking about cutting back entitlements.
Yeah.
But yet not one has offered to cut back their own entitlements to show that they're serious.
Okay. Is that the biggest story for you for the year?
Well, for me, it's just that mainly it's a hypocrisy. If they really want to cut back entitlements, show that they mean it by cutting their own.
Well, you know, I would be perhaps a little cynical, but I would say that hypocrisy among politicians is not a real big bit of news, you know? It's been going on a long time.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, but I hear what you're saying.
Okay, that's the main thing I wanted to get out.
All right, Michael, thank you so much. Happy New Year. 1-800-348-2551. This just in, some politics is hypocritical. Peter in Albany. Peter.
Hello.
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 You're on.
Okay, I wanted to follow up with a different tact of following up on the fiscal cliff idea.
Okay.
What I want is the biggest headline in 2014. When you do this in 2014, I want the biggest headline to be 100% of congressional incumbents voted out of office.
Wow. Now that would be quite a story, I'll tell you that.
I would like that.
All right, Peter, thanks.
If they can't put this stuff together, that's what we got to do.
Isn't it amazing that they can't come to a compromise with this hanging in the balance?
Exactly. What happened to for the people?
Well, maybe it's not you and me. Maybe it's other people, I guess.
Thanks for the other piece.
Yeah. Thanks. Peter, thanks a lot. Hey, Zach, let's take a break here. That's a good point to take a break. 1-800-348-2551. It's our last Vox Pop for the year. We're wrapping up with your biggest, most important stories of the year. One open line, maybe, at the moment. Keep calling. You can talk to Mr. Pickus. 800-348-2551. More coming up.
Support comes from East Heaven Hot Tubs and Paradise Spa, Northampton, Massachusetts. Offering private hot tub room rentals with indoor or outdoor rooftop tubs, massage for couples and individuals, eastheaven.com for reservations. MySci Museum of Innovation and Science, formerly the Schenectady Museum, presenting model trains noon to 3 p.m., planetarium shows, and seeing, hands-on fun from San Francisco's Exploratorium, misci.org. And the Honest Wait Food Co-op in Albany, offering local and organic produce, natural groceries, artisan cheeses, and more. Honestweight.coop.
Consider yourself very lucky. It was discussed to maybe do a New Year's resolution show, and we didn't do that. Patrick said, no one wants to hear that. And speaking of that, here's Patrick Donges, our producer, right
now. Hi, Ray.
Now. Hi, Patrick. How are you?
So this one got away pretty fast.
It
but
sure
it's,
did.
I want to thank everybody for calling in today, and thanks for calling in over the past year. It's been a good year for Vox Pop. So
it's been
a lot of fun.
Interesting at times.
And speaking of which, as you may have noticed over the past couple months, we've been taking your comments on the website and on Facebook and on Twitter. And thanks so much for coming along on the ride with us and making that as popular as it's become. Speaking of which, James on WAMC.org says, I wanted to suggest the Piers Morgan deportation petition. Apparently, over 70,000 people had signed a White House petition, one of these change.org.
Yeah, and I think it's over 80,000 as of this morning.
To kick Piers Morgan out of the U.S. for publicly pushing new gun laws.
I see.
And now Scott on Facebook said, hydrofracking was the most overdone story of the year. It can be done safely and with benefit of many. The hysteria, junk science, and reporting of slanted, poorly done, quote-unquote, news was a big problem this year. And that's Scott. On Facebook. But we'd love to hear your biggest story of 2012, your most significant story of 2012, even if it was just that you got a new car or something. It doesn't have to be a news story per se that you'd read on the front page of the TU or whatnot.
Yeah.
But, you can call us or, of course, check in at WAMC.org or Facebook.com/WAMC Radio.
Yeah, well, this idea has worked out splendidly.
Yeah, it's so far so good.
You want to go for another hour?
You think we can push?
No, I don't think so. You never know.
I mean, who makes that call at this point?
We don't make that call, Patrick.
I think Ian makes it.
We just get off the air at 50 minutes.
All right, that's true. Okay.
Hey, thank you, Patrick Donges, ladies and gentlemen. A round of applause. All right, there's only one of us in here, and that's me. Rob in Woodstock. Rob, you're on.
Yeah, I just want to respond to Father John who called in about the American Indians.
Okay.
They just completed a walk for peace, and Father John is the founder of the Walk for Peace movement, which is pushing peace instead of war. There's a war. It seems there's a war on everything, a war on guns now. Why can't there be peace? There happens to be a movement on right now, and for me, that's the biggest thing on the agenda right now is that question. There happens to be a video of Tom Pacheco's song on YouTube right now. And the title of the song is Why Can't There Be Peace? You can go to YouTube, type in Why Can't There Be Peace by Tom Pacheco, and you'll see a whole lot of school kids singing the song. And there's a lot of schools that are behind this now, too.
All right.
So it seems like this country and among many others are all on about war on this and war on the other. But my question, and this is the biggest thing for me, is why can't there be peace?
Well, may peace prevail, my friend, and let's hope so for 2013. We go over to Bradley in Richmond. Hi, Bradley.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. I think the biggest story that I experienced was the presidential elections. I mean, it went on for a long time.
Sure did.
And I'm pretty sure it got everyone's attention for a long time. And then there was a result. So, you know, that to me, I mean, there's always wonderful and some disturbing, you know, news throughout the year. But this one was, I was like there and wow.
It was a big story. And it was in your face for, what, almost 2 years. So,
yeah,
you know.
It was a lot. And by the way, I don't think we should deport Pierce Morgan. I think, you know, we don't need to have semi-automatic weapons, but that's my own opinion.
Well, I don't think you deport people for speaking their mind, right? I mean, that's not what we're all about. Isn't that?
Yeah. You know, I mean, we all.
You can disagree with him.
I don't think there's anything matter with shotguns or hunting rifles or handguns, but that semi-automatic with that young man, I think we could have done without that.
Okay, Bradley, thank you, and Happy New Year. Let's go to Judah, I'm sorry, in Albany. You're on.
Hi, I just wanted to make a quick comment, follow up on that last statement that gentleman just made, and Ann and a couple other people about the gun control issues. And by the way, I'm not for gun violence or violence in any way. But we have to remember what the background of the Second Amendment is. And actually, I'm for gun control, actually. But the background is that we want to be able to, you know, historically, we wanted to be able to allow citizens to be able to rein in government if government got out of hand, so to speak. So when people say a 30-round clip is, you know, say too much for hunting, and that's probably the case, it's probably not too much for taking over government. Again, I'm in no way of I'm in no way for taking over government. But if government has automatic weapons, shouldn't the people? And again, I'm for gun control.
Well, you know, that's of course. I hope when Alan does his next gun control show, probably as early as next week, you call in with that. And I'm not sure how he'll respond, although I have an inkling.
Okay.
Thanks. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Have a happy new year. Mark and Saugerties. Mark.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Good.
I think the biggest story of the year is the increase in school violence, not just homicides, but we're seeing a huge increase in teen suicides. And I guess what I'm calling about is to stop looking necessarily at the obvious solutions like gun control and increased security and look at things that aren't so obvious, like potential neurological damage from over-vaccinations, the side effects of all these psychotropic drugs, and the fact that all these kids are severely malnutritioned because they're eating just tons of white flour and sugar and not getting the basic nutrients they are. And that whole combination just creates a situation in their brains which can lead to what we're seeing in our society. And so I'm just suggesting let's look at the whole picture, not just what's the easy fix.
But is that even the whole picture? I mean, do we know what the whole picture is? You have video games, you have increasing violence in the media, and there's so much in that tapestry.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm suggesting. Let's put a call out. Let's look at everything, and not just the things that are easy to look at.
Yeah, well, that's great. And thank you very much for weighing in. 1-800-348-2551 is our number. Looking at your biggest story of 2012, doesn't matter whether it's personal or whether it's on the world stage, what mattered most to you that happened in 2012? It's our final Vox Pop of the year. We will be back with you in the middle of the week next week. Next Wednesday, I believe, is the first program. And we'll kick it off again for another year. Bob in Orange County is on. Bob.
Yes, hi. You know that lady before just a real fast thing here, the lady before who talked about the grassroots campaigns on both sides.
Yeah.
I think that was very positive.
I agree.
That's one of the few positive things I saw. I think the other one is, unfortunately, we see the low-information voter. And Time Magazine, in making the president, man of the year, cited the fact that low-information voters came out and voted for him. These are people who don't do much research, but they did come out. Maybe that's encouraging, but at the same time, the fact that they really don't do any research and just think they can vote for somebody because they're cool really has me concerned.
But isn't that always how it's – I mean, if you go back 200 years, don't you think there are a large number of low-information voters? That's why there's an electoral college, right?
Yeah, but you know what's worse? We're in an information age. Well, every kid has a – it's even worse because people have more – information at their fingertips than ever before with smartphones and things like that, but they don't do the research. They don't go out there and do it. It's the opposite of what it should be. You should be able to go back and find out that the U.S. Senate and the President and the Congress haven't passed a budget in 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what type of leadership is that on any level? It's the other part is the lack of leadership in this country and accountability from the president to the people in Congress. They just want to get elected. That's it. And they'll do short term and no long term. It's a shame.
Well, you have much to say for another program, and I hope you call back in when we come into that zone. You've spoken very well. Bob, Happy New Year. Thanks a lot. Scott in Sunderland. Scott.
Oh, hi, Ren. Thanks for allowing me to participate. The story that I paid a little attention to was the LIBOR scandal in the overseas markets. How just a little nudge in a percentage here and a percentage there could equate to, you know, trillions of dollars that we may not even know about for years to come.
It's so mind-boggling, the international finance and the scope of it, that it makes my head spin. And I think that's why it's not on everyone's list, because we don't understand it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I make an analogy. I feel it's analogous like nudging the nose of a super tanker, and the rest of it's just inertia.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks
well,
for the show.
I mean,
you guys do a great job.
Hey, Scott, thanks a lot. And, of course, that story, you know, one little thing here, one little interest rate there. We may talk about it in 10 years. When we figure out that, oh, well, that wasn't the best thing that could have happened. 1-800-348-2551 is our phone number. And off we go to Melly in Albany.
Melly.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on.
You are the best.
Thank you.
Mr. Gruff.
You're very kind.
I'm serious, but I think the most important story of the year, re-election of President Obama. That's what I'm thinking.
It's a big
story. With my
story.
Poor English.
Where are you from?
I'm from Russia.
Mm. How long have you been here?
18 years will be on January 3rd.
Do you like it here?
Oh, it's all different. Everybody ask me the same question. Mm. I will tell you, I'm from an atheistic country. But you, American, should pray every day you were born here. Because you are free from the birth, but we don't understand it. And we are from Soviet Union. We are all slaves. Believe me.
You just gave me chills. You gave me chills. I love that call. Hey, have a happy New Year, and we hope you call again in 2013.
I call all the time. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Bye. Bye. 800-348-2551 is our number. Your biggest story of 2012. You got a couple of minutes to get it in here, 10 minutes or so. Zach the engineer nodding off. I apologize for not being more exciting to our engineering department today. Silvana in
Royalston.
How are you? I couldn't read Ian's writing. You're on.
Yes, my big story would be that I think anybody that runs for public office should have their money, whatever they have in the bank, as well as what they make, publicly exposed. And also, as they increase or as it changes, it should be public in order to figure out, in order that we know, also should know where it comes from, actually.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. Okay, well, thank you. And by the way, Patrick Don just informed me. I've been saying it's the last Vox Pop for 2012. Wrong. There is a Medical Monday coming up on Monday. So it only took 45 minutes for me to correct myself, and I apologize, but it's the last open forum for 2012. Let's put it that way. And then you can get your medical questions ready for Monday, and then we roll into the new year. So my great apologies to Alan and Medical Monday. And sorry, boss. Let's go to Walter in Hudson Valley. Walter, you're on.
Hey, the biggest story for me this year was the birth of my granddaughter, Meredith.
Hey, congratulations.
Yay.
That's great. So is that your first granddaughter?
It's my second granddaughter, yes.
That's very exciting. And how old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 64.
Okay, so you're still young enough to enjoy the mayhem.
I am, yes. We actually live in Virginia, but we're up visiting our granddaughter at the moment.
That is terrific. Hey, Walter, congratulations and Happy New Year to you and your grandchildren.
Yes, they're great.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
1-800-348-2551 is our telephone number. 1-800-348-2551. Okay, it's the last open forum for 2012. What's your biggest story that happened this year? Let's go over to Paul in Great Barrington. Hiya, Paul.
Well, hi. You know, it's a story that ties in with so many other things that have happened during the year, and that's a fairly end-of-the-year story about the drug money laundering of HSBC.
Huh?
Huh? Exactly. Huh. It's really not on anybody's radar. I think they're a subsidiary of UBS. And they just received a fine, I believe, by the U.S. government of something like $1.5 billion over a five-year period.
UBS did this, correct? UBS paid this fine?
Either UBS or HSBC, which I think is their subsidiary.
Okay. I did see something on UBS, so yes,
now,
all right.
Well, something about it is really what's right at the crux of the problem that we have.
All right, what's the problem?
Well, first you have... you have a drug war.
Okay.
It takes up huge amounts of resources, puts, for the most part, nonviolent people in prison. And here you have a large international financial institution that is laundering $9 billion worth of Mexican drug cartel money.
All right.
For 5 years.
You know,
nobody goes to jail. None of these. If you sold a joint on the street or had, one hit of like cocaine, you go right to jail.
Okay.
These people are facilitating worldwide terror, and all they get is a fine.
All right. Well, Paul, thanks a lot for that call. Let's go to Russ in Sandy Hook. Oh no, Russ in Connecticut. Hi, Russ. You're on.
Hi. I just wanted to talk about the Sandy Hook massacre and that everybody seems to want to do something about it, and I'm not sure there's an obvious thing to do about it, but more people are killed each week in car accidents, and if everybody just slowed down a little bit and put their seatbelts on, we could save more people than we lost in Sandy Hook.
Yeah, well, it was although I got to say that was a story that is just going to eat at all of us for a long time.
It certainly was a disaster.
It really was. Russ, thanks very much. We appreciate the call. Let's go to Ellen in Springfield. Hi, Ellen. You're on.
Hi. I just wanted to be on a happy note. It's hard to top my story for the year. I was a confirmed bachelorette. I'm 48, and I went on one last blind date last January, and we're getting married.
Ah, spectacular. And where is the big wedding?
You never know.
Where's the big wedding going to be?
At the Delaney House in Holyoke, Mass.
Oh, this is exciting and expensive, right? You'll have to... my wife and I are still paying off our wedding now. It's been over 10 and a half years. We're still paying it off.
Oh, no. Oh, well, I'm sure it was well worth it.
Well, I mean, just don't do open bar for all your guests for 5 hours. I think that's a start.
Oh, no, we're getting around that. We're going to do a Sunday brunch.
Ah, spectacular. Mimosas all around.
All right. That's the way to go.
Ellen, congratulations to you.
Thanks so much.
Happy New Year. And
Take care. Have fun. Bye.
All right. Well, let's see. All right. Let's take one more here. And Patrick in Warwick. Patrick.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
The big story of the year, as far as I'm concerned, is Bill McKibben's effort, Bill McKibben of 350.org, his effort to have institutions, colleges, and large investment funds divest of fossil fuel company stocks in an effort to turn them from being fossil fuel companies to being energy companies, and it's starting to catch fire.
Hmm.
And so in the same way that South Africa was... forced into a certain amount of change, his effort is not to kill the oil companies, it's to turn them in the direction of of preserving the future, preserving the environment.
Yeah, and of course the market will play the biggest role. I mean, once it's profitable for these companies, they will be all over this. You won't believe it.
Sadly, it'd be very profitable for all of us if we could keep an environment in which to spend money. Forget about, you know, what we buy. If we can breathe, we can spend. If we can't, we can't. So thanks very much.
Hey, that's a great way to end the show. And, of course, Bill McKibben, a great friend of the station. He's done much for us. And you've done much for us in this year. And thank you all for calling today and all year long. Now, remember, I don't want to give you false impression. There is a Vox Pop on Monday. It is a Medical Monday. This was our last open forum of the year, and you have performed admirably. Thanks to everybody who called in. I'm sorry if you didn't make it in. Support comes from Laurie Stillwell, CPA PC, providing tax and accounting services for businesses and their owners in Saratoga Springs and beyond. StillwellCPA.com. Boyden and Perron, Amherst, Massachusetts, providing foreign and domestic car, truck, and SUV repair services, and a Massachusetts inspection station for over 50 years, boydenandperron.com, and Richards Fuel and Heating, East Hampton, Massachusetts, providing high-efficiency gas and oil heating systems to the Pioneer Valley for over 45 years, now expanding into the Westfield area, richardsfuel.com. Thanks to engineer Zach Malloy, who stayed awake for the whole thing. Your calls were answered by Ian Pickus and our producer, Patrick Donges, who is also coming in and now and then with social media updates. He's a very, very versatile fellow, and thank you all for calling. Have a great and happy new year. We will have Moyers and Company tomorrow on Monday. It's our last Vox Pop of the year. It'll be Medical Monday, and then we will have more good stuff for you on Wednesday. Take it away, Mr. Zach.